I have now successfully flashed 4 of these switches, so it's time to provide the details. I have purchased switches from both Amazon and directly from Cooled. The box on the left is how they come from Cooled, and the box on the right is from Amazon. Amazon link, Cooled link. This is the front of the switch. This is the back. There seem to be a number of similar switches from other locations that all have the same model number, KS602S, although sometimes the switches are advertised as K36. Not sure what that's all about. If you remove the 4 screws, you see the back of the PCB. Then, if you remove 2 more screws, you get to the top of the board. There is a 2x6x2mm PCB hole layout that can be used for flashing. The first switch I soldered wires to the holes, but for the others, I actually soldered in a 2x6 header and left the header since there was plenty of room. The header labels refer to these pins on the MCU: T, transmit, R, receive, G, ground, R, CEN, I, no connection, V, 3.3 volts. As usual, the transmit goes to receive on the USB serial adapter, and receive goes to transmit on the adapter. Make sure you are using a 3.3 volt adapter, and connect V and G to the appropriate connections on the USB adapter. For the R terminal, I used a single wire. Once you are wired up and ready to go, it's time to flash. I already had Python installed on my PC, so I just installed hid-download-py and then moved the bin flash into the same directory as UART program. Once I had all that set up, I opened the command line window and changed the default directory to the UART program directory and entered the flash command. After pressing enter, I briefly touched the CEN pin wire to ground and the flash started. Once completed, I followed the standard procedure to log into the temporary access point and configure the Wi-Fi settings. Then I determined the IP address assigned by my router and logged into the switch. It was then a simple matter to configure the correct pins as below: P17, relay, channel 1, P24, LED, channel 2, P26, button, channel 1. After saving these settings, I configured the MQTT settings and I was ready to go. I was able to control the switch via MQTT through my home control system and was even able to set up device groups, which greatly simplified setting up 3-way switches. Well, that's about it. I am greatly impressed with the software and would really only like 2 additional features that Tasmota implements. I would like to configure a static IP without using router address reservation, and it would be nice to configure 2 SSIDs, a main one and a fallback. If anyone has any questions or needs more information or pictures, please feel free to ask. Bob.